It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside of me is Joe Grande and the world famous Pot Brothers at Law, Mark and Craig Wasserman. Joe?
If you're looking for high quality seeds, you guys, head to rocketseeds.com or check them out on Instagram at @rocket_seeds for trusted cannabis seeds. Now, Rocket Seed has been trusted all around the world for a quality cannabis seed at a fair price. So head to rocketseeds.com. And if you're listening to our podcast anywhere, you can always give us a call at 800-420-1980. That's
800-420-1980.
Yes. Wow. Thank you there. And if you want any news and information, go to the website, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. Real simple, you guys. Cannabis Talk 101, and on all social media, of course, Instagram is the popping one right now, at Cannabis Talk 101, at @pot_brothers_@_law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at 1ChristopherWright.
Hello.
And I am at Joe Grande 52. And Mark, why were you all giggly when we before you started the show saying, listened to the podcast?
I listened to the podcast. I unfortunately wasn't able to make it, but you know, the PTSD and the stories that you guys were sharing, I have PTSD, number one, that happened to me when I was 7 years old. I watched a movie called The Incredible Shrinking Man.
I remember that movie.
There was a scene after he shrinks and he fights a spider.
Mm.
And the Jesus Christ.
You got real quivers right there.
Even...
So just when you think of spiders?
About that mechanical, I would come to learn.
So you realize there's a spider under you right now, right?
Yeah, stop. Don't. I am deathly.
So your PTSD is about spiders.
I had nightmares after that. And then to this day, I mean,
You do yard work and like shit like that, or?
I could.
How about, would you? Are you afraid of spiders being there?
No. But if a spider showed up, I'd be
he'd win the fight.
I've killed one or two in my life here, but I am
PTSD where you scream, you just get freaked. The shivers right now.
Here's the thing. When I see a spider, my reaction, I depending on what it looks like. If it's real small, I might actually go up and squash it now. I could.
Oh, really?
A real small one. But if it's, you know, big.
How big? Like, what does it got to be? Like a roach size? A worm? What is it?
Just enough to where it just makes me, like, start to feel.
Like, if I put it.
I can't even touch you. What is that? You guys, we are touching his arms and he's freaking out.
Yeah, we're touching
like, if something was to rub on you like this.
Yeah, if
you don't get freaked out when I rub on you like that, but if we're talking spiders and I rub on you, then it freaks you out.
It does. Just thinking, just.
That's funny. You know. Everybody has something like that. Or not everybody, but some people.
Is that PTSD?
You know, here's the thing. It's funny you say that. Today's Veterans Day, right? And so, if you could hear my voice, and
I feel like we have pussy ones and they have real ones.
No, they're all real.
But like, okay.
But a
traumatic thing happened to me when I was young, which was seeing that.
Yeah.
And that was.
Well listen, I just want to say this. If you can hear my voice and you're a veteran and whether you signed up and went through war, didn't go through active, non-active, you know, thank you for your service first and foremost. And you know, as we talk about PTSD, we talk about things that affect us. You know, you have to realize that someone's realness of their now, of how they feel. It's different for everybody. Like somebody that went through war, right? You have to go, gosh, this man's been through war and his PTSD is probably more severe than mine, right? And so would, you know, Mark's, you know, being afraid of a spider, but it's still PTSD.
Or how about this? Or is it? I don't know. I'm going to defend the other
for
side.
For some
say,
people,
everybody has it to a different level.
Well,
who knows?
I was about to say that. Well, somebody else will allow PTSD to ruin them so much over something so little. And it's not that they're allowing them, it's an illness. So you never know how strong that illness is. You don't get to control it. Sometimes it's out of control.
Well,
you know?
And to his point, when you asked me, Joe, won't do gardening? Well, and it probably affects some people. Like they won't do certain things because of their fear or that PTSD. But I would do stuff. I'm not, you know, looking or afraid. Oh, a spider might.
Does
be
your
there.
Wife have any PTSD?
Oh, here we go. You know, this is off break stuff. Welcome to behind the scenes, guys.
Oh, the mics are on? I mean, you could say I'm not going to talk about it. Don't get it twisted, dog.
I don't know the story.
We tell all here.
It just happened to yesterday.
So has, does it have anything to do with my comments on her
no.
Instagram page?
No.
Oh,
okay.
God.
No.
Here we go.
No.
Joe?
Stop.
She
Joe.
Likes those comments.
Joe.
Joe.
Joe. We who did we set up the sensitivity training for Joe? Did
oh,
we
get, it's a simple get, question. We, there was nothing, 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 nothing well, over the line.
He doesn't
there.
Even know about it yet. Actually, let's tell him about it because Joe, we have a we had a little conversation without you. Right?
Wait, let me.
This
let
is
me,
the but, true story.
But, well, but let me finish my wife's
Okay,
PTSD
then we'll talk. Remind
because,
us to talk about
because
your story,
it's
Joe.
Another one of those that it's like you know it's different than all the other traumatic events because. My wife, as I think most of you know, she has OCD and is a clean freak and all that. And so every morning I make my coffee. I get my coffee from Starbucks, and when I get home, I put it in the microwave. I hit the button to heat it up for 20 seconds, and that's it. And so yesterday I accidentally hit 2 minutes. So it exploded
Ooh, nice.
In the microwave.
Nice.
It was even some of it came out. It was everywhere. And... when I got home, and I didn't, by the time I found out about it, she was already cleaning, and I already had to leave. And I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry." And then I come home later, and she's not happy, and basically tells me, "You know, when that microwave goes off, I'm gonna be, I'm gonna be worried. You're gonna be exploding to me. You gotta, you can't
oh
touch
God.
The microwave anymore."
Wow.
And I said. Are you telling me like you got some kind of PTSD that just happened today? It's, you saw it this morning, and now you're telling me
you think that I'm
gonna I can't use the microwave because you're afraid it's going to happen again.
You know, my wife has a similar one with the laundry. Well, I can't do the laundry because I just throw it all in there. I throw colors white together.
You know,
she goes, "Joe,
clean.
Stop doing the goddamn laundry." I'm like,
it's
"I'll do the laundry. I don't care. Yeah. It'll all get done.
All
kids,
quickly,
all of them. Yeah,
I don't.
Shot.
I don't think that's an accident." Evil genius.
Well, you know what?
You're an evil
those
genius.
Are fun. And once again, shout out to all the veterans. I got a Go Green story for you guys. This is Cresco Labs. They raised $250,000 to support cannabis-related expungements and a documentary
Where?
On Michigan's longest-held pot prisoners. So Cresco Labs revealed on Monday that its Summer of Social Justice initiative has raised more than $250,000 for social justice focused community organizations and supported the expungement process for over 1,000 individuals with cannabis-related criminal records. I think this is so amazing.
Awesome.
The Summer of Social Justice Initiative launched June 19th, and the 50th anniversary of the War on Drugs is supported by Cresco Labs and its Sunnyside and Cresco brands. I just want to give a big shout-out to them because the initiative encompasses and supports community expungement events, Know Your Rights Workshop. And I love that term right there. And Mark, it makes me think of you and your brother with Knowing Your Rights, as they have this quoted there.
Yes.
A short documentary on how the drug war impacted the sentencing of Michael Thompson and financial contributions from the company and its third-party vendors. And here's a quote right here. It says, "It was a privilege to lead a nationwide expungement initiative that supported the restoration of rights and agencies for over 1,000 people and collaborate with every business unit across the organization to deploy meaningful programming that raised broad awareness of social equity and engaged our customers and partners to act." This right here from Cresco's executive vice president is a great big statement right there. There are still over 40,000 people imprisoned with cannabis charges across the country. And for these people, their families and their communities and the war on drug continues. It's our job to do this. It's what we love to do. Props out to and a big thank you to Cresco Labs for leading the way on this, because I believe they're going to get tenfold when you do good things like this, even in life, right? When,
absolutely.
So when you do good things in life, we're giving you good plugs. So this is why I'm saying it's going green, because Cresco Labs, I don't care if you want to invest in it, because they're on the NASDAQ, folks, under CSE, and they're also QTCQT. Look it up, bottom line, if you want to look, because companies like this are doing big things.
But this is not investment advice.
Not at all. Not at all. But I'm just saying,
clearly.
It's a company that's big like that,
cares.
And it's a lab.
It's a company that cares, and they're doing things that city councils and board of supervisors should be doing all across the country, making legislation that is going to erase those types of crimes that already are eligible for expungement because of the changes in the laws. And people still, you know, we've seen it in certain cities where they've wiped them out and they have done it. It's happening, but it should be happening everywhere across the board. And, you know, it's companies like that and other organizations that step up. We see them happening with their workshops on the weekends. Come to learn how to do an expungement. Do that. We put stuff up on the internet telling people that you don't necessarily need to hire an attorney for these types of things, because oftentimes it's a couple of forms. You file. If you're eligible, you're eligible, and you can do it. And a lot of it can be done self, but it should be automatic.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to saying, like, you know, when you're talking about that, it's, you know, sometimes it's easier to have a professional do it for a lot of people, but there's also, like, you know, like opening up a corporation, you know, a lot of people hire, you know, like LegalZoom or someone to just open the corporation for them. And, you know, to open the corporation, it might only cost you $400 or $500, but if you go to LegalZoom and you pay LegalZoom, it costs you $900. You know, by the time you're done, you could end up leaving there for $2,500 if you quit
the outside. All the a la carte.
If you upgrade on this.
That's just another...
Yeah, it's extra. It's
you know who owns that thing?
No.
Do you,
motherfucker?
You clearly don't either.
Hey, you guys know what's for dinner tonight? Neither do I. We'll be right back after this. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. Mark, I believe you had something that you just can't hold in your throat.
When we were talking about the expungements and all that stuff, I just caught wind of, well, not just, but recently, there's a fellow named Jonathan Wall. In fact, High Times just posted his attorney today. This guy's been in a supermax federal prison for 15 years. Mm. For cannabis.
How much?
And you know? I don't know all those details, but what was reported today, he's been in solitary confinement for some reason. His attorney hasn't been able to speak to him 30 days. He was assaulted at some point.
Well, that's the problem
thing.
When you go into the systems, right? Like, if you go into the system, you got to defend yourself.
School.
Exactly.
School,
you got to defend
bro.
Yourself. You can't be no punk in there. Like, what do you got to do? You got to... adjust to the system. Well, and then you can't just be no bitch in there and like, okay, what's going to happen?
Well, here's the thing, though. You say that, and I look at it in two ways, right? I mean, some people can go into a system like that and know how to communicate well enough to not have any problems. And then there's people that go into that system and they just have so many problems because they're so like, what am I doing here? You know, it's just, they don't belong there. You know, and I almost feel like they should separate and divide that. And they try to, I believe. Like, I'm not saying that the system is correct by any means or supporting the system. I'm just saying that there's people that walk into this and then, you know, there's people that go straight to God and they go, you know what, I'm born again Christian. And it's a very safe place for you there because then, you know, there's other, you know, inmates that aren't going to, they're going to leave you alone. They're going to be like, okay, you know, but if you mess up all of a sudden, then they're like, wait a minute, dude, you said you're a Christian. You don't get another chance to become, you know, a Christian. Now you're messing up.
And then a guy like Jonathan Wall gets thrown in there. Go check out freejonathanwall.com.
Yes.
Look at his story. I do believe we will be hopefully interviewing his attorney soon. And talking more about that, but that's
can't
just
wait to
another
talk to a good attorney.
It's another good example of how it's still screwed up federally everywhere, and how it's not legal yet, and it's never going
to
be.
And Mark, just to get back to your point, you know who owns LegalZoom?
I think it was Robert Shapiro.
It is Robert Shapiro.
Did we get that confirmed? That's what I believe. Yeah. I remember.
And thanks, Chris Franchino, for pulling that up, bro.
There's three owners, yeah, but I remember hearing about the idea and it being spearheaded years ago, and
You being an active
bunch of attorneys, started.
Well, you being an active attorney, and I'm sure you've used LegalZoom at one point.
I've looked at it.
Yeah, let me ask you: is it
helpful?
Absolutely. Yeah. It here's the thing: depending on what you need and what you're looking for, that may very well be all you need to do is go to LegalZoom.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this. If I'm trying to get into the cannabis game and start something,
don't go
cannabis,
to LegalZoom.
No?
You're not going
no,
to LegalZoom no. to do that.
No.
Unfortunately, that's
so
not.
So that right. I'd have to come see you.
Yes, 100%. 855-WASLAW. We represent cannabis industry all around the country and can get you attorneys all around the world if
Since we're doing selfless promotions, guys, G4 Live Bud Tenders Awards are going down, guys. May 12th through the 14th at Resorts World. Guys, if you don't go, you don't grow. And you know, it's
are you gonna be dancing like crazy like last time?
Woo!
Yeah.
There's nothing like the crazy white guy dancing. No, we had two crazy white guy dancing.
Inside
no,
out.
No. That other guy at that last G4 Live was not crazy dancing. Me and him were doing different things.
You told me there can't be two crazy white guy dancing. That's the quote you used. I got that quote from your mouth. It's exactly what you said. Mark was dancing crazy. You guys remember at the pool party that Mark was dancing crazy? Then another white guy comes dancing crazy next to Mark. Yeah. Mark steps back, walks to me, and I look at Mark like, Mark, what happened, dog? You're like a puppy, like a big dog just came over and pushed you away. He goes, there can't be two crazy white guys.
That was my boy Cato.
I love him.
I think I was high.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
I'm sure everybody at that party was high.
I think we got that. What do we got for making waves over there, Blue?
Well, listen, guys, if you're looking to make waves, it's Cannabis Talk 101 is the place to go. Now, check this out. Biden administration can legalize marijuana without waiting for lawmakers, guys. And I just want to get your thoughts on Congress. Research says that, you know, Biden could actually just take all these people out of prison, which is a great story from this. They could literally just write the law and pass it and pass federal legalization. Now, I know your stance on this, Mark. But so what are your thoughts, guys?
Well,
I mean, you know,
it's
you should have thoughts, though. Elaborate.
He fired people who used cannabis. We already know.
No, he didn't fire. They said they were going to. They cleared that up a little bit. So don't make false statements. They didn't say. They did say if you use it, but they didn't fire anybody because they admitted they used it.
Nobody got let go because they tested positive.
I remember looking into the story. I can't say 100%, but when I did look into that story,
regardless of that, it was brought up.
It was still bullshit for them to say it. I'll give you that. Don't make a false statement if you're not.
Okay, fair enough. But it was brought up, just like Biden brought up his entire career, that it's a gateway. It's a gateway drug. It's bad. Even medicinal is bad. He's going against his own administration, the people in his administration who want it. He's going against it. What, he's going to suddenly change his mind tomorrow? I hope so. I wish.
Well, look, Bernie Sanders, when you know, the Senate said the first day he walks in, you know, he was going to, you know, just get rid of the prohibition of cannabis, right?
And what happened?
Well, it's still here. Well, he didn't
get into office. Politicians do what these politicians do. They sell wolf tickets, dog.
But he didn't get into office to do so, right? I mean, you know, he was talking about being when he became president.
Right.
I think Biden selling butter tickets to their grand opening, that dude's selling so many fake tickets. His dude is just ridiculous.
Wait a second. You guys are all Biden, you know.
I mean...
Five staff members were fired.
Thank you for clarifying, Frankino.
Now,
I was wrong.
Back to the argument I was making. The guy who's firing people for using cannabis is suddenly going to think, okay.
When that story come out?
But the president of the United States can pardon his power and allow in letting these masses of scale giant huge, you know, people in prison right now for cannabis use. He can actually pardon them right now.
You know, I think it's easier said than done.
Well, Mr. Donald Trump did it.
To how many?
I would say, for sure, I know of. No, there's about 17 or 18 people before.
Okay,
he got
why couldn't he do 40,000 then?
No. I'm not saying 40,000. You know,
1,000 then.
But here's how you can do 40,000.
What's 100?
Here's how you can.
It's not gonna
happen.
It's
real simple.
Whoa, that was loud.
You cough it up. So what you do is you legalize cannabis.
Well, yes.
But that still doesn't change the laws.
That's telling me something I don't know.
If you change the federal law and you say, hey, it's
you can't go back, though.
No, but you have to go back. And
you can't. That wasn't the law back then.
That's why Mark's point is that, you know, you can't. If we...
If they deschedule it right now, and they federally
turn it into legalizing cannabis on a federal level, hold on, then
what would happen is that all these inmates would have to be released.
Would they though, Mark?
Right, say that.
No, hold on. Just that's because the law, I don't think so, Mark, with your legal experience. No,
here it
just
is.
Because the law changes now, it doesn't go, the law changes in all past. No,
here's what, until all shit hits the fan. Here's what would happen. It's just like it happened, just like this. We're looking at it. It's the same thing as these expungements we just saw. The law changed. Therefore, when criminal laws change, it's retroactive.
Oh, it does go retroactive.
Yeah, that's why people are able, who had felonies before, the law changed, they can get that felony turned into a misdemeanor and then expunged and gone.
Yes.
Gone because the law, but you have to go through that process. Unless
a
city steps up and says, you know, hey, we're doing it automatically, right? So the same thing, when the federal law changes, I said when,
It's happening in the next two years, then
it'll be the same thing. Depending on how the law is written, it should be written. Once this goes, everybody released.
Well, see, that's the
but
big
it won't
picture.
Be.
Exactly.
But
so
it won't
so
be.
What's a good number, you guys? So, what's a good number in your head?
But then it becomes...
Joe Biden does how many?
You have to take that assertive action to, like, file for the expungement. Exactly. File the paperwork to get it done.
I think, this is what I think. You ready for this? This is my opinion on this. If he can... And especially in the states where it's legal, now those states that are legal, there's 47 states right now that has legal representation of cannabis in some form or another.
Sure.
In those 47 states. My suggestion would be, within those 47 states, if you can get an expungement and you got to follow the protocol, like you're describing somewhat, Mark, that protocol of letting them go, then in those 47 states, if it's only cannabis, now if you had a gun and you had some coke and you're beating somebody up, total different scenario, folks.
Weapons.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Non-violent cannabis crimes.
Just cannabis. I believe the fair number is
release,
all of them.
Release.
No. All of them needs the option to follow the process. Because like Mark just said, there's a process. It's not a matter of you're free, open the doors.
Should be.
Well, even that is still a process. That's just like saying it's free to walk into the
thing. I like your thought on that.
47 states, right there.
So if I'm in California and it's legal here and all I have is a cannabis crime and they're saying I got to petition it.
That's a good start in my opinion.
I file my petition inside. Now, what about the guy, though, that's sitting in there that's been locked up for 15 years and doesn't have the education to petition it, right? So they give him,
you know,
I
think of this quote.
Because that's why I'm like, damn, I wouldn't know how to start, you know, petitioning
myself. I hate to say this so
here.
Bluntly, but it's just bluntly. Ignorance is no excuse.
No, I'm not saying he couldn't get it done. I'm not saying that. But
I'm just saying if you're ignorant towards it.
Somebody point him in the right direction?
I would hope
somebody
does.
Make that available?
But you're saying that guy,
I'm saying they should have
would
some
say,
kind of representation to help them.
Well, and I think there's organizations that do that, right?
Of course.
So like this organization right there, it's almost hard because you can't get a flyer into the prison. You can't get a fucking,
have a Google.
Hey, exactly. You're not going to be on Instagram going, hey, Instagram prisoners who got for cannabis arrest, follow this guideline.
Listen, why do people support and hang out with politicians
so they can get out of shit
information
and get the inside
for information
exactly.
Information right? And so a lot of people are like, why are these guys hanging out with these guys and why do they, I mean, these guys are idiots and or they like one side and then 2 months later they don't like them and that's you know I'm saying that to you, Joe, because you're talking about Biden now like he's an idiot and
he's not.
No, I'm not saying he's not an idiot.
I'm saying he's not.
I'm just telling you,
being an idiot.
But
you know what I'm doing? You know what I'm doing? I'm keeping it fucking real. Unlike you with your boy Trump, who can't say when he's an idiot. So the difference between me and most Trumpers are I fucking keep it real about everybody.
No, I told,
that's the difference.
No, I said he was an idiot. I said he was an idiot from the beginning.
I know.
I didn't say, I said Trump was an idiot too.
No,
but
you
said,
stuck up for him like he was your fucking uncle.
No,
Uncle Trump?
Yeah.
No, Uncle Trump.
Nah, my uncle's dog. Nah, he's changing the world. Mark Carnes, get over here. I need your backup.
Like, dog,
what
he was co-signing.
I was telling you that
you're
sending
me more things on Instagram to go down a rabbit hole to look up some stupid shit about this dude. And I'm like, what are you sending me this for?
But you put in Biden, bro.
I know. Because
so
the
better choice at the time was who?
Biden.
Okay.
Still is.
Okay.
Okay,
cool.
But look, either way,
cool. watch how it rolls out.
Ever going to be federally legal.
Yeah, now back to the point. Here we go.
It's never going to be
And the best part about this,
legal.
Folks, we can do this and we love each other. We're no problems.
never,
we're not going to go fight out front.
Yeah.
Remember,
we don't have any problems
Red
at all.
Red Kingdom.
Answer me this. If that happens federally and they put it in place, everybody do this and you can all go free. what happens to all the jobs that those people at those prisons that aren't going to be there anymore?
And that's why I say there's a bigger
what
process.
Happened to all, what happened to all those people who are
laid
now
off
free
like the rest of us
who have no
COVID.
Job?
We get laid off like just
millions,
like COVID.
Well, how many,
how about
we're
this,
talking
Mark,
about millions
a,
of
a
people.
A full fucking prison and jail is not going to get empty because of cannabis. They're saying 40,000 right now
know.
Is a good number. Well, no, I do.
In some states,
maybe.
Yes.
Dude, in Texas, bro.
Come on.
Let me say this. Not that it's legal now in Texas, but let's get it twisted, dude.
Dude, in Texas, they make love to animals.
Dude,
come on.
Listen, stop it, dude.
Dare our
don't
prison.
What's your uncle name?
Larry.
No,
don't you start,
I'm
dude.
Kidding,
I
folks.
Love Texas.
I love Texas like
don't
no other. I'm a
dare
cowboy
say
fan.
That, bro.
I'm kidding.
Come on. Listen, real quick, man. You have to remember this, though. In we know now that seeds don't even have THC in them. But if you get caught in Texas, okay, 5 years
with
ago with a seed, okay, you will do 1 year, a year in prison, a lid in the county jail. They'll put you in the county for 1 year lid. Okay, if you have, if you had 7, 8, 10 years ago, if you had a bag of weed, a bag of weed,
like an eighth?
An eighth of weed, guys, 3.5 grams of weed, you were going to jail for 7 to 10 years, bro.
Was that what it was like that in Texas? What's it now, though? Is it less now, right?
No,
still hard.
No, we have people, we have somebody right now fighting, got pulled over, didn't shut the fuck up, and in her purse was a cartridge, an oil cartridge. Felony.
In Texas?
Yep.
Híjole.
One cart.
It's a felony.
Felony.
She's in jail right now?
No. Oh, she's fighting. We found her an attorney in Texas.
Yeah, and here's the thing. They'll have a lot more of... And here's the thing, though. Is they're still on that level of oils are still concentrates. And still concentrates... Like, do you remember when cannabis was like, okay, cannabis is starting to become, you know, decriminalized here in California. But if you got caught with the cart... Then you know,
but it's heroin.
Yeah, it was like heroin. It was crack.
We just
got
a new client.
It was a big deal.
We got a new client who the cop said it was cocaine
in the cart.
No, we have a new client that got busted, and there was wax that you know the crystal white wax that they have now, and they busted her for cocaine, possession of cocaine.
Nice.
So
you're
going to
win that case.
Well, yeah, I would imagine.
Well, they're
going
to have to test it. Yeah, did she just STF you, though?
Yes.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Yes.
So here's the fun part to that, right, is that, you know, hopefully this cop doesn't sprinkle all of his own personal stash. You know what I'm saying?
From his pin?
He's like, yo, this is cocaine right here, bro. Look, check it out, man. You know, because it has happened, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
we
know.
Hey, when we come back, I got a story out of New York that I got to get your guys' take on. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
We love Texas.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, and sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101.
With Blue, Joe Grande, and the Pop Brothers at Law. Welcome to the show.
What's
you
the
know,
matter?
There's so much shit going on in my head today from work and clients and all this stuff.
He just left his kids at school, guys.
And my kid. But my wife is getting my kid, so thanks for picking that up. But I know right now I want to thank everybody who works on Cannabis Talk 101 with us behind the scenes. Erica, Daniel, Cal, Irtiza, Christian, Denny, Kevin, Andrew, Zach, Cash, Cam, Salar, Nadia, Ali, Pitt, Chris, Franchino, Jennifer, and Elvis, all the way from Las Vegas.
Yes, and before we went to break, you guys, I wanted to get your guys' thoughts about what's going down in New York. And this is crazy because I didn't know this was the case. When I read the story, I was like, huh? What?
New York
is
City.
Is my New York vibe that off that I read a headline that says full flower cannabis is finally legal and available for the first time in New York? Did I read this wrong? For the first time, New Yorkers can now purchase full flower cannabis at their local dispensaries? What were they able to purchase?
So
it's a significant breakthrough in the state's medical marijuana industry. It's also significant for the 150,000 New Yorkers who are already registered and who have already acquired medical marijuana cards in the state. I thought since it's got legal there, they're going to do flower like everybody else. New York is following the path of Florida and allowing the sale of flower and doubling the purchase amount. But I mean, I thought that you could get caught with 4 ounces. You could bring in 4 ounces. Did I just misinterpret what's going on in New York?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you have to remember, when laws are passed like that, they're voted on and passed, then the regulations come. And then it all
then
gets
the infrastructure,
and then it all gets implemented.
So what's happened, Joe, is you know, when here, I'll use California as an example.
64 was in 2016.
16, right? So 64 comes into play. Well, that day that it was released, you know, although if you got caught with cannabis, they probably wouldn't mess with you. There was no legal license place to buy it from, because truthfully, even though it was everywhere and we could all access it,
but you couldn't go to the storefronts.
The storefronts hadn't established the
flower,
security
the,
cams and
the distribution centers, the whole
the grow,
9 yards.
So the grow had to grow it. They had to go through
the legal grow had to grow it. Rather than the
legal grow had to go. It had to be tested. It had to go through a track and trace.
So now that got legal there, they still have to do that whole process.
It had to go through the chain of custody, and finally New York's up to it. Although we celebrated the fact that it's been decriminalized and that it's legal, and if you got caught with it, they couldn't really prove, because they know better that they can't prove where you got it from, although they can look at research
and then
say,
even seeing, you know, you could come to New York with 4 ounces. I'm like, oh, so they got flour. Like in my head though, you couldn't tell me I couldn't go to New York and pick up an eighth of weed,
right? But
you know what I'm saying? Well, like in my head, from reading all the stuff I've seen, and then to finally get this, I'm like, wait a minute,
well,
you can't
know
you
this.
Barely can get flour now.
So here's a heads up, right now in New York, which they have a problem, you know, if you go out front of a nightclub. Like, seriously, there's tables out front of the nightclub, and they're selling weed out front, in front of the nightclub, bro. You know what I'm saying?
So
you think that, you know, I mean, like, they took it to a whole new level.
They went gangster.
Yeah, they're out there literally serving off the tables out front the nightclubs.
That's gangster.
You know,
I love it.
And so what's happened is that, you know, these stores and stuff like that, you know, haven't had the infrastructure. The guys that are trying to do it the right way and pave the way for the rest of us in the cannabis industry, they haven't been able to go through the track and trace process. They haven't been able to get the chain of custody. They haven't been able to have the grow that was tested and then actually get it into a distribution center that could go to a store that could then be sold to a patient or just
time.
Anybody, you know. So that
time.
Process is finally coming to fruition here, and it's good. Now we're gonna get to see, you know, some of those guys on the street probably start getting shut down, because now at first
storefronts,
sure,
will come, and now you can buy your cannabis and flower anywhere.
Well, the money comes to the cops from the legal license places to then go and get these guys out.
And that's what's
happened here.
Exactly. And you have to think of it like, right, that guy's sitting there and he's sitting in front of the store, and this guy's got a store down the street that paid thousands and millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
store,
for a license.
And he's going, hey, bro, you got to get these guys out of here.
Of course.
I paid millions of dollars to do it the right way.
Get this
way,
license, and now I got fucking knucklehead over here.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Here's Larry, just slinging weed.
Larry's on the block pushing heavy, 2 blocks away, taking all my clients right in front of the
New York
club.
Is going green, and now you can get that green. They finally have it out there. It's Cannabis Talk 101 Blue. If nobody else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.